This recording, Iowa 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. She put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Kama, Kama, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that the course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Iowa City, Iowa, and I grew up in a lower middle class family in the same city. I have one brother. I have 2 little girls, and I'm getting married in March. And a funny story is that last week I asked my fiancé on a whim to marry me on Friday, and he rejected me via text message on an airplane. But instead, me and a couple of my girlfriends are going to go dress shopping just for fun, and it's going to be great. So my brother is a pianist, a jazz pianist, who travels the world with a band called Sweetie and the Toothaches, and they are currently playing in Paris. He lived in Austria for like 6 months. He's lived in Boston, St. Louis, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa. He's all over the globe. I never have any idea where he is. Like, I send him text messages and I'm like, hey, you should come see your nieces. And he's like, I'm in Germany. So I see him like twice a year, but he's around on occasion. He's 5 years younger than me. He has a girlfriend who is actually Sweetie of Sweetie and the Toothaches. Growing up, he changed his name. His name was Corey, spelled with a K, which he was not a fan of. But my mom liked all the Ks in our family. And in about 3rd grade, he had another Corey in his class, spelled with a K, who was a girl, and he was not having it. And so he just came home one day and announced that his name was now Chase, which is his middle name, and completely cut off Corey from his life. He just stopped answering. Like, that was the moment on, and everyone just accepted it. He just didn't answer anymore. It took like a week for the whole family to get on board, and he hasn't been Corey since.